أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا صدق الله العظيم. Discussing Dajjal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a physical description of Dajjal. In that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will have a reddish tint. His hair in one narration is like wool, in one narration like that of peppercorns. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his one eye will be like grapes.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will emerge from a place called Asbahan, and that is in Khorasan, that is in the area of Iran and Afghanistan, and from that region he will emerge. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Yesterday we discussed the aspect of the historical details with regards to the time period and also the possible areas that the Ashab-e-Kahf and the incident could have taken place. Today we will discuss the important aspects with regards to the Ashab-e-Kahf from the narrations that have come down via the Mufassireen and the commentators of the Qur'an-i-Kareem. It is said that there was a period of time after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam when people stopped worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they went back to paganism, they began to worship idols, and in that period of time there was a king by the name of Daqiyanus. This king was not only a tyrant and not only was he a polytheist worshipping idols, but he forced his people to do so, and by and large most of the people began to worship idols. Like how other nations have days of festivities, he used to also have a day of festivity when people used to worship idols, they used to make the idols, and they used to also slaughter animals and make sacrifices in the names of these idols. In this narration, the idols that should be made by and large of stone and rock, and people used to place it in front of them and worship it. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give people hidayat, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows people the light, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does so, and there is no stopping that. It will happen, and it has always happened in the generations, no matter how much that community can be overwhelmed by kufr, shirk and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few youngsters, and all these youngsters were of royalty, in other words they were of royal descendant, that began to think in their hearts that the invalidity of such worship, the illogical approach of such worship, and they had made a determination within themselves to leave the larger community and move aside. So it comes in the narration that one person moved away and he came under a particular tree and he sat down over there. The second, the third, and a small number of people gathered around this tree, each one in their heart feeling that this is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be worshipped. These idols cannot do anything for us, and of course the illogical thing about worshipping idols. These youngsters got together, and each one sitting next to the other, not knowing why the other is sitting next to him. And this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of bringing these youngsters together. And then eventually one plucked up the courage and he asked the person next to him, why are you there? And a conversation had begun when one divulged the reason why he has left. Initially there was skepticism that if I speak, then perhaps I will be caught, I will be imprisoned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the first person that courage and energy. He began to speak about the illogical thinking with regards to worshipping idols and stones, etc. And he spoke about the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la. Then eventually all of them had decided that this is why they are also over there, and they thereafter built a little place in which they would go and assemble and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worship was of course the correct and proper worship that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desired. When Daqiyanus, the king, had come to know about it, obviously he would not allow it. The very first threat he had put to them, that they will be stripped of their royalty, they will not be regarded as royal people, their royal clothing will be confiscated, and of course course they would be put to death, but obviously he gave them a time frame to do so. So at that point in time, they had decided that the only way that we will save ourselves and continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to take refuge in a cave, and over there we will be able to worship Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to it in this ayah. Allah says, إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهَفِ. Remember that time when those youngsters had gone and taken refuge in the cave. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention of the fact that they were young men, they were not old. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges the youth in this way also in the Quran Kareem. And of course this is a very, very important lesson for us, that we cannot ignore the one sector of our community, and that is the youth. فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And then they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching us a very, very important lesson, that before we begin any work, whatever it may be, we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a very, very wonderful dua, they made dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا, O Allah, grant us مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, from your side, rahma, and that is mercy from Allah. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And O Allah, you show us with regards to the matter, our matter, rashada, true guidance from your side. And hence in this manner they had left towards the cave. And a very, very important lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, if we tie this up, how are we going to save ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal? We will have to move away from kufr. Even if we have to leave our communities, we will have to do that. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it very easy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that we keep together insofar as our iman is concerned. We discuss the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we continue fortifying our iman in Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.